Following is the President's speech at South Norwalk, Connecticut, Thursday, October 28, 1948.
Gentlemen, I have the honor to present the next congressman from this district, Bill Gaston. Bill? And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor of presenting the next governor of this state, Chet Bowen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow townsmen, I have the high privilege and the great honor of presenting to you the President of the United States, and the next President of the United States, Harry Truman.
Thank you very much, Brian, for that most cordial introduction in your hometown. You know, Brian McMahon has done a wonderful job in the Senate of the United States. I wish we had 96 like him. I think we're going to have a majority like him in this next Congress after I get through talking about this good-for-nothing 80th Congress. I don't think you're going to send another one like that back there. Can't tell you how much I appreciate this wonderful turnout in this great city. I think this ought to be called a victory crowd. I've been getting bigger and bigger crowds every day. That means only one thing, that the Democrats are going to win this election on November the 6th. Means you're going to send William Gaston to the Congress. Means you're going to have Chet Bowles of Hartford for your governor. I know Chet Bowles. I know Chet Bowles just about as well as I do Brian McMahon. I've been associated with both of them in Washington, and they're able and efficient public servants. I always wish for more like them. Now, I learned something about this town. I learned that Colonel Tom Fitch lived not far from here, and that great old American song, Yankee Doodle, was written about Colonel Fitch's Revolutionary War soldiers. Some of those soldiers came from this town, and when Yankee Doodle was written, it was supposed to be a song mocking the American soldiers who were just ordinary farmers and working people from the town. They didn't look as smart as the professional British redcoats. But Colonel Fitch's men were great fighters. They went up and made Yankee Doodle a fighting song and a victory song. The story of Yankee Doodle reminds me of this campaign. The Republican Party's been mocking the American people ever since the Republican 80th Congress was elected. And they've been mocking and belittling your president ever since I took office in 1945. Republican leaders have been mocking your interests by refusing to pass the kind of legislation the country needs to go forward. Colonel Tom Fitch's men and men like them won the Revolutionary War because they were on the right side. The Redcoats were on the wrong side. Democrats are going to win this fight because we're on the right side, the people's side. These Republican belitters are going to lose because they're on the wrong side. They're on the side of special interest and special privilege. That's the fundamental foundation of the Republican Party. That's the reason I had to go out in this United States from one end to the other and tell the people the facts. They couldn't get the facts because 90% of the press is against me and 90% of the radio commentators are against me. And I had to come out and tell you what the facts are. And we got them on the run now. Don't think we haven't. Democrats believe that you deserve good places in which to live. Places which you can sell and rent at prices you can afford to pay. Republicans are against the federal government's doing anything to help meet the critical housing shortage in this country. Democrats believe that prices should be kept at a level so that every family in the country can buy all the necessities of life. Republicans don't seem to care how far high prices go. They don't seem to be worried by the fact that many families have been priced right out of the market for the necessities of life. While I was in Brockton, Massachusetts this morning, And the price of shoes have gone so high that the factories can't run full time. They're not selling as many shoes as they did under price control and rationing. That's the best answer to this situation. Do you know what the Republican solution to high prices is? This is what the Republican leader in the Senate says. My good friend Bob Taft, here's what he said. Said if prices are too high, just wait till they come down. Senator Taft seemed to think it would be all right just to do without shoes or clothes or food for the children. Democrats believe there should be a fair labor management laws which will protect and enlarge the rights of the working people in this country. Republicans passed the Taft-Hartley law to strip labor of the rights which it earned under the Democratic administration since 1933 because the Republicans wanted to put labor in its place. They didn't want labor to have a place in the sun. You see, the Wagner Act was the Magna Charta of labor. And the first thing the Republicans did when they went into office was to try to tear that thing up. They did it over my veto, too. They tried to do a lot of other things, which I wouldn't let them do. You know, I vetoed more bills in that time than any other president in the history of the United States in that length of time. Now, I'm proud of that record. That's the reason I can go out and face you people and tell the truth, because I've been for you all the time. The Republicans haven't. Now, New England Yankees made the Redcoats wish they'd never gotten into a scrap back in the time of the Revolution. And I believe the New England Yankees this year are going to make the Republicans regret that they ever got into this fight, too. The Democratic Party's going to win because we're on the side of the people. Do your duty to yourself now. And support me in this thing. Go to the polls on election day and vote for yourselves. Vote in your own interest. You don't have to think about this very much. You just have to think about what is for the welfare of this country as a whole and what is to your interest. Vote against special interest. To do that, all you have to do is vote a straight Democratic ticket, and you'll have a Democratic governor in Connecticut, you'll have a Democratic congressman in this district, you'll have a Democratic president in the White House for another 4 years, and he won't be bothered by housing shortage. I'd like to present my family, if you'd like to meet them. Well, here's Miss Truman. She's the first lady and runs the White House, and me. Look here, what we have. And here's my daughter Margaret. Now I've got another great privilege. I'd like to present to you Mrs. Brian McMahon, the wife of the senator. I've got another great privilege. I want to present the good woman that made Brian McMahon the great senator he is, his mother.